Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tommy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And so today you're going to be kind of giving us a preview of a class that you guys have, talking about taking time for you this time.
Yeah, good morning. I thought that as I'm new in this position and, you know, trying to figure out different programming areas, I found that we have a couple different programs under the Keys to Embracing Aging. So I've been looking through that, and I'm getting excited about that. But this is a lesson that, you know, I could come out and talk about with different groups. But, you know, today I'm going to talk about taking time for you. I think I speak on behalf of most of us, and we don't do that enough. Taking time for ourselves is good for not only our mind, body, and soul. So today I'm going to go over 10 different steps on how to take time for yourself. So the first one I'm going to talk about is get to know you. We think we know ourselves pretty good, but, you know, just sit down some time and think about the things that you believe in, the values that guide your life, the passions that motivate you, you know, and identify and think about some of those things and what's really important to you and what you want to get out of in life, including short and long-term goals. Sometimes I think goals we think of in organizations that we have or, you know, in our job. But it's not only that, it's for our personal self too. So I'd encourage, you know, listeners to do that. Another one is take care of yourself. Life is busy. As a result, we may neglect our own well-being, which can lead to stress, you know, irritability, and even sometimes depression. And we don't want anything like that to happen. So again, remembering to take proper care of ourselves, such as getting enough sleep, you know, physical activity, eating a good diet, all of those things can help lower our stress and can improve our mood and daily productivity. So, you know, a person who works and places emphasis on self-care is more efficient, better able to concentrate, and can help others, which will most likely accomplish and enjoy things in life more often. There are many ways that we can take care of ourselves. A few of my favorite are getting enough sleep, hopefully. There's exercise, laughing more. Some of us, I think, don't laugh enough. If you're one that likes to declutter and organize your house and office, you know, those things can make you feel really good and help take care of you on a regular basis. Another one is taking a break from your daily routine without feeling guilty. It's, you know, mentally and physically healthy to take a break from life's daily routines, whether it's slipping away from your daily routine or putting it on your calendar as me time. You know, one of my favorite things might be to go for a walk or meet a friend for coffee. Those kinds of things are me time. And I know it's hard to schedule that no matter what age or what part of life you're in, but remember to take a break for some me time. Make a to-do list. Some people do really well with to-do lists, others don't. But whatever way you organize yourself, make sure you have a list that helps you prioritize, you know, and you can go even into due dates, short-term and, again, long-term goals that we talked about earlier, and rank those in importance. You know, crossing those items off makes someone like me feel really, it makes me feel gratified and empowered because I know that those are done and taken care of. But helping yourself plan and organize will also help. Another one is be physically active. Physical activity and exercise, including strength training, is a healthy way to respond and spend that me time. It affects our overall physical and mental well-being, and it also increases our strength and cardiovascular conditioning, as well as flexibility, balance, and muscle mass. You know, walking is a great way to get started with exercise routine, even if it's just around the yard or up the block or to the mailbox. Another one I want to talk about is eat smart and drink water. Drinking plenty of water will also help hydrate the skin and your body. You know, remember from the My Plate, enjoy your food, but eat less. Avoid oversized portions. Make half your plates fruits and vegetables. Make at least half your grains whole grains. Switch from fat-free to dairy or to low-fat milk. Drink water instead of sugary drinks. And, of course, choose foods that are low in sodium. Another one of mine that I think we often overlook is relaxation. It's the body's natural unwinding technique that has been referred to as the single most important key to health and well-being. Sometimes, you know, at the end of the night, you're trying to relax and unwind from a long day. It also has been known to decrease muscle tension and blood pressure. So, you know, maybe sitting somewhere quietly and meditating, you know, for a little bit will help you. Maybe it's reading a book or, again, going for a walk can also be relaxing for some. So whatever that is, find something that can help you relax. And one of my favorites is laugh. Laughter is the best medicine. We've all probably heard it being said over the years, but laughter really does boost the immune system, which contributes to the overall health and wellness of us. Laughter is contagious, you know, whether it's watching a funny movie or television show, or if you have kids or grandkids that are really funny, I know that's the best medicine. Some of us, the next one I want to talk about is just saying no. You know, do you ever find yourself saying yes to everything that you're asked to do, even if sometimes you don't really want to do it? Well, I would encourage you, or maybe challenge you, to say no to the things that you've already done and tried and are tired of doing. Maybe it allows you to try new things. So next time someone asks you to do something that you're not really excited about, you can just gradually say no and, you know, maybe not at this time, and find something that you do want to know, because sometimes we overcommit ourselves to events and activities. And last but certainly not least is create a bucket list. A bucket list, I'm sure all of us have those, I know I do, is a list of goals or dreams or life experiences that are important to us within our lifetime that we have. They can be grounding, because it's easy to get it caught up in the, you know, madness of the daily activities. But if you have a list of those somewhere, or you know in your head what you want to do, it helps create purpose and meaning, because it provides reminders about what is truly important in our lives and what we've done and where we want to go in the future. So this is just an example of one of the things that we can work on and through in these keys to embracing aging.
Thank you, Janae. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Zine Extension District 4-H agent, Carla Hightower.